AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A tragic ending to a workplace shooting at a valve-making company outside of Chicago. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zima says five people were killed inside the Henry Pratt Company building. Several responding officers were shot, but they survived. When they did corner the suspect in the massive facility,
when they located the offender, they engaged in gunfire with him, ultimately killing him. The shooter is identified as Gary Martin. He is a 45-year-old man, and we believe he was an employee of the company. At this time, we aren't sure of the motive.
And Aurora's mayor, Richard Irvin, says the entire community is in pain.
It's a shame that mass shootings such as this have become commonplace in our country. It's a shame that a cold and heartless offender would be so selfish as to think he has the right to take an innocent life.
One worker who fled out a back door of the building says that he did recognize the gunman. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's going to sue the Trump administration over the decision to make a national emergency declaration to get money for a border wall. California's attorney general is also considering a lawsuit.
This is not 9/11. This is not the Iran hostage crisis of 1979.
Police in Chicago say two men have been arrested in the attack on Empire actor Jesse Smollett. Our Jennifer King reports.
Feeling like a pop star.
In its breakup letter,
police identified the men as two Nigerian brothers. They were picked up at Chicago's O'Hare Airport after returning from Nigeria. Police learned that at least one of the men worked on Empire. A search warrant was executed at their Chicago apartment.
Feeling like a pop star.
And Savage 21 back in custody. The Atlanta-based rapper was released from an immigration charge, but now he's being charged with theft in an unrelated case. North Carolina Zoo reporting the death of a beloved rhinoceros, Stanley. This is AP Radio News. With Amazon bowing out of building a headquarters in New York, other big cities are seeing that as an opportunity.
In its breakup letter with New York, Amazon said it didn't want anybody else, but that hardly stopped runner-up cities from advertising their availability. Officials in Newark, where Amazon operates the audiobook company Audible, sent a giant heart and the message, New York and New Jersey still love you. Localities ranging from Chicago to Rochester, New York, sent notes touting themselves. The New York deal fell apart over local opposition to nearly $3 billion in tax breaks and other perks. More than 200 cities originally submitted bids to Amazon. It chose Arlington, Virginia, and New York out of 18 finalists. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Trump administration has sanctioned Venezuela's oil chief and key intelligence officials under President Maduro, tightening pressure on its embattled leader. The Treasury Secretary says that a major has been instrumental in propping up Maduro's regime. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.